From the Heart, November 20, The Closing Work. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. Look upon the world today. Is the voice of prayer heard amidst the din of confusion? Altars are erected, but it is not to God that the sacrifices are offered. Deceivers, robbers, and murderers are many. Pride of ancestry and pride of wealth minister to the work of soul destruction. Avarice, sensuality, malice, these are the attributes that bear sway. Thousands are standing on the brink of perdition. Do you not see them, many of them lost, eternally lost, whilst professing Christians sleep the sleep of indifference? Earnest, self-sacrificing men and women are needed, men and women who will go to God and with strong crying and tears plead for the precious souls that are going to ruin. Christ gave his life to save sinners, and he says to his followers, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end." He has laid out before us the work to be done and has declared that he will give power for the accomplishment of this work. The work is fast closing up, and on every side wickedness is increasing. We have but a short time in which to work. God is not willing that any should perish. He has provided abundantly for the salvation of all. If his people had gone forth as they should, giving the invitation of mercy, many souls would have been won to Christ. Let us awake from spiritual slumber and consecrate all that we have and are to the Lord. His Spirit will abide with true missionaries, furnishing them with power for service. God is an overflowing fountain of efficiency and strength. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. When this power is utilized, it will be found to be more than sufficient to meet the power of the enemy. It is impossible for those of us who believe in Christ to see the work that needs to be done and not do anything. Daily, the church is to receive from heaven the healing balm of God's grace to impart to the needy and suffering. The Church of God is weighted with the most sacred responsibilities and the most glorious privileges. All who believe the message of Christ's soon coming will go forth to do something for the Master. In practical obedience to the divine command, their confidence will increase and their talents will multiply.